Unit 12, Business and Economics. Reading 1. Adventure Tours for Charity. In almost any magazine or newspaper in England, you can find advertisements for adventure tours to exotic places. These exciting tours can be bicycling, hiking, or even motorcycle trips across deserts, over mountains, and around live volcanoes. Many of these tours are for charity, which makes them more interesting to some people. One advertisement offers people a bike ride to hell and back, a 400-kilometer bicycle tour across the lava fields of Iceland. The advertisement says that the tour is like a ride across the face of the moon. The organization that set up this tour is advertising for people who can give time and effort to raising money for a good cause. For their hard work, these people will also be able to take the holiday of a lifetime. The first thing that people have to do is sign up for the tour. The number of people who can go on each tour is limited, and many tours fill up fast. Those who sign up then have to pay a deposit in order to hold their space on the tour. People cannot get their deposit back later if they change their mind, so they had better be sure they really want to go. The deposit is usually between 150 and 250 pounds, 200 to 375 US dollars. Next, each person must raise a minimum amount of money for the charity. This money could be anywhere between 1,500 to 2,500 pounds, 2,000 to 3,500 US dollars. In order to raise this much money, some people send letters to friends and relatives asking for help. Other people have big parties where all of the guests must pay to come to the party. One farmer even divided up his field into 1 meter squares to raise money. People could buy 1 square of the field for £1 each. Then the farmer let his cow walk across the field. Whoever bought the square where the cow dropped its first cow patty won a prize. Surprisingly, the majority of people who go on the adventure tours end up collecting more than the minimum money that the charity asks for. Some people see a problem with this system of raising money for charities. They think that it is wrong for part of the money that people collect to be used to pay for someone's holiday. However, charities try to keep the overall cost of the tours low so that at least 60 or 70% of the money which is raised goes to the charity. One charity said, "We expect to make an average profit of £50,000 per trip. This charity typically runs between 10 to 15 tours each year." Do people really want to spend their holiday doing something like bicycling for 400 kilometers when they could be resting on a beach? These tours are not for everybody, but the people who sign up for them all agree that it is a great experience. After hiking across the Namib Desert, a young construction worker from London cried as he hugged all of the other people who had been on the tour with him. Everyone cried. Most of them never thought that they could take part in an adventure like that. They had not only finished a difficult hike, but they had done it for someone else, for the charity. Supplemental reading. Helping charities can help you too. There are lots of people in the United States who give donations to charities just because they believe strongly in what the charity is doing. However, what some of these people don't realize is that all of the donations they make to these charities can help them save money on their taxes each year, too. The average American pays about 33% of her or his yearly income in taxes, so any way to save money on the taxes a person has to pay each year is a welcome benefit. And these donations to charities are not limited to cash only. If a person donates an old stereo or clothes, the estimated value of these items can help lower a person's taxes as long as they get a receipt from the charity. Other than the usual small items that people usually give to charities, big things can help charities make money too. For example, if you have a really old car that you want to get rid of, a car dealer might only offer you a few hundred dollars for it. A charity might be able to match what the car dealer would give you, and then the charity can fix up the car and sell it at an auction. The charity gets needed funds from selling the car, and you get a break on your taxes for the value of the car when the charity took it. Other things that people don't often think of as possible donations to charities include computers, stocks, and even land.